Kayo FM's Tanya and Steve.
Bits you may have missed.
Well, you can't open a paper these days without reading the name of Ben Simmons. Cast your mind back to the late 90s. His dad, Dave, we know well, played for the Newcastle Falcons. But it's all about Ben these days, isn't it?
Yes, Ben from Newcastle, you mean?
Yes.
Our Ben.
Yeah.
Our Ben.
We wanted to catch up with Ben's dad, Dave, but just to find out what life is like for them now that they're not living in Newcastle, the place that we claim is our Ben. And so all the way from overseas, David Simmons, good morning.
Good morning, your morning.
Hey, Dave.
Now, Dave, you know, we're claiming him from Newcastle. I know you spent a little time in Melbourne, but really, he's a Newcastle boy, isn't he?
Well, that's a tough question. I will say, even though he was born in Melbourne, he spent a lot of time, most of his youth in Newcastle. And we have some very fond memories and some very good friends still there in Newcastle. And, yeah, I call that home for me. So that's like a second home outside of New York for me.
Oh, that's good to hear. Dave, when Ben was born, and sadly I remember it, I remember all of that when you guys were here and Ben was born. Do you remember the first day you thrust a basketball into your baby's hands?
You know, I don't know the day, but obviously at the time I was obviously playing basketball and two of my sons were playing basketball. Hey, you know, we're a basketball family, so he probably had one in his hand as soon as he could hold one. So he's been dribbling a basketball, you know, when he was in diapers. So he's been doing it for a very long time, let's say.
A lot of people might know, though, Dave, he was quite good at rugby league.
He was, and that's some of the great memories we have of Newcastle. You know, being able to, and I always tell people, you know, it was great playing basketball when he was young there, but we also like to put the shoes in the closet during the summer and head to the beach, and we loved going down to the beach as well. And the other thing, he did get a chance to play, you know, rugby league as a youngster as well. So some really great memories, and what great opportunities as a young person up in Newcastle to be able to enjoy it. You know, it was such a great place, and I really did love living there.
Dave, now that, you know, as I say, we read about Ben every day and we're seeing him playing for the Philadelphia 76ers on our TV, but at what age was he when your basketball brain went, this kid ain't just good, he's great and he's got a future? Well, how old was he then?
Look, I want to say when he was 2 years old, but I'd be lying. No, it was much later. He was just like in rugby and AFL when he played, you know, he always loved the sports, he loved the ball games, and he was always very good at them and very athletic. I think for basketball, it probably came a little bit later in terms of when he gave up AFL at 13 or 14, he committed to say, you know, I want to play basketball. Even at that time, I'm probably not going to sit here and say I thought he would become an NBA player, but you knew he was going to be pretty good. And I think whatever's happened for his great success now is a lot to do with him and how he sort of excelled when he came to high school here and really started to be challenged and stepped up to that challenge and continued from there.
As a father, David, I imagine, as a dad, as proud as you are as how he's playing, I would imagine as a dad you must be very proud, because the talk of him means keeping a good head on his shoulders as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the fact that we're, you know, fortunate enough to live here with him as well, I'll let you know we don't actually live with him because he wouldn't allow that. But we're close enough to him, but not too close, not too far away. But it's good to have family here with him. His brother lives and works for him and with him, and that's been a great situation as well. So, you know, it's good having people around from home in order to, you know, to keep him on the straight and up, and he loves that family support.
Hang on, the brother lives and works with him. I'm starting to smell an entourage moment here.
No, you know what? That's what we're trying to avoid. So it's just him and his brother. And, you know, and we pop in every now and then to make sure everything's going okay. But, no, it's a great relationship they have in terms of working and family. And they seem to have managed to balance that out.
Well, it's like he's 21 years old. He's got the world at his feet and a bulging bank account. It must be, as a parent, yeah, you want to kind of, you can't control it because he's old enough to make his own decisions, but you also want him to make good decisions, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's a huge challenge, and it's something that we're very mindful of. And, you know, I'm very fortunate as well, and we're trying to, you know, do the best we can as parents and along with, you know, Ben's upbringing and brothers and sisters in trying to help him to, you know, to remain the same person he was before all of this happened. You know, and there's some things you can't avoid, because obviously now that you have a little bit of money, you want things like, you know, boys love their toys, so, you know, you get the cars. And, you know, after that, it's just a reminder, you know, you still need to live and you still need to live the right way and do the right things and not put so much attention or focus on the material things.
As you see, David, though, when you were here, you know, we only hear about the sort of money that, you know, sports people get paid in America with baseball, with football, and, of course, basketball. And I'm presuming that you'll be very happy when your son buys that small country.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I know. Look, some of it is crazy. And you know, the thing is, I've learned you have to, you know, you have to maintain who you are. You can't get, I think the problem is don't get caught up in it. You know, try to continue to have relationships with the same friends. Yeah, of course, you're going to meet some new friends, but, you know, always remember where you come from. And, you know, what you were like and what your friends were like with you before you had all the money and fame.
Does he still play a bit of one-on-one with you, Dave, out the back?
You know what? The last time we played was probably when he was 14. But I did the other night go in and he had a photo shoot. And then after that, I said, hey, let's shoot some shots. And we did end up shooting some shots. And it did remind me of my times back in Newcastle when we always go to Broadmeadow Stadium and have a shoot around as a family. So, but there definitely won't be any more one-on-one. Those days are long gone.
Well, it's really lovely catching up with you. Give our best to Ben because, you know, we love it. We love the fact that you guys have just gone on to such bigger and better things. And Newcastle is just riding on the coattails there.
But basically, let him know that we've claimed him whether he likes it or not.
That's great. And look, we look to be coming up there hopefully sometime this year and running one of our camps because Newcastle is one of those places we said we definitely want to get back to.
Great.
So obviously my great friend Butch Hayes and Tim Mallon and really good friends Terry and Trudy O'Reilly. Always like to say hi to those guys and always thinking of them.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, make sure you come say hi to us when you come to town.
Definitely will.